Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 20th of April. Starting off with Alba Mineral Resources, which is back, or maybe back, after hitting this line of support there from October. That's running through around the 0.25 pence level. And while there's no end of day close back below yesterday's 0.23 intraday low, we're looking for higher prices, initially up to the 200-day moving average at 0.32. Weekly close above that could open up the door for a move up to the top of the broadening triangle from October as high as 0.7 pence, 2 to 3 months after the or any break of that 200-day, 50-day moving average combo. On to a stock which is very much in focus at the moment as we are in the brace position regarding Bitcoin and cryptos, etc., etc. Here we've got Argo Blockchain, and here it is. The interest comes from the old gap floor there at £1.45. We're just above that at the moment. There was a peak there before that, around the same level as well in January. So 145 seems to be quite critical. Want to see an end of day close back above that gap floor either today or later in the week. If we can get that, then there's a chance of a rebound, maybe back towards that old broken neckline support at 190. So let's see if that particular scenario pans out. Obviously, you've got the two-day support for this market at £1.25 that we've already seen. But the key, I think, will be an end-of-day close back above 145 for Argo. Moving along to a stock which has been one of the better performers in its particular space, so almost quite quietly, one would say. Rising trend channel for Avacta since November. Floor of the channel, yesterday's low, around £2.33. And while we're above that, the big picture target here, maybe by the end of next month, as high as £3.30, the November resistance line projection. The ideal scenario today is that we hold the gap. The gap is the floor of the gap there at £2.46. So ideally, we stay above that and close above that today. And then we would be more confident of a move towards £3.30. by the end of next month. On to a stock which I still don't actually know what they do, but seem to be doing it rather well given the way the chart is shaping up at the moment. Alpha Growth, great moves that we've had here over the last month or so. That unfilled gap to the upside earlier this month, a great signal and a very solid green candle after that. We managed to find support around the closing, the close of that day, around 4.5 pence. And while we're above 4.5, looking for a new leg to the upside, possibly as much as the top of a rising October trend channel at 8 pence by the end of next month. We've already hit, obviously, the 5 pence area that we were looking for originally when the shares were below 3 pence. Moving along to a different sector, here we've got Chariot, and the situation here is that didn't particularly want to be looking at this stock, but it seems to be difficult to avoid it given the setup that we've got. Rising trend, well, it's got a rise, we've got a triangle here on the daily chart. Want to see an end of day close really through 10 pence. That would be a decent trigger for the shares to then head up towards 18 pence in the 1 to 2 month time frame after that, if we can get 10 pence plus over the next week or so. At this stage, early back below 8 pence, really killing the idea of a recovery in Chariot. But the way that the 200-day line is still rising quite sharply does suggest that we should eventually break 10 pence and that November resistance line. On to a stock which has been slightly painful, I would have thought, for many if they'd bought in after the IPO. Obviously, we saw that move towards 30 pence, which was rather nasty. Current situation is that we had a slight false dawn earlier in the month with a potential breakthrough 10 pence, but it was not to be. The reason for inclusion today is that if we close above yesterday's high at 8.23 pence, we'll have had a key reversal to the upside, and normally key reversals to the upside off support or off the low tend to be the sign of a stock or market recovering. If you are cautious, then maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close above 8.55 pence, which was that low early in March. That would be a decent bear trap reversal signal. If we can get through 8.5 or 10 pence, if you're cautious, then 15 pence at the top of that broadening triangle from the end of February could be on the cards by the end of next month. But obviously, a lot of burnt bulls in that situation, so very difficult to be overtly confident about the upside there just yet. Onto a stock which is rather more illiquid than cellular goods. Here we've got Great Eastern Energy Corporation, and here it looks as though we're still making some progress after the break of that resistance line there from November and the 200-day moving average around 10.5 pence. While we're above 10.5, looking for a move towards that one-year resistance line projection as high as 28 or 29 pence by the end of next month. If you're cautious, which I think you might be given the lack of liquidity here, then you'd wait for an end-of-day close through 15 pence. But the setup is a pretty strong one, given the way that we had that rather large unfilled gap to the upside through 10 pence, and that's really the reason for inclusion today again, as well as obviously the push to the upside we've seen so far this morning. Another stock which doesn't make too much of an appearance in the bulletin board heroes is Mirada. Here there's just the first signs of a recovery, a bear trap rebound from below 60 pence, which was at the end of last month, the beginning of this month, and then the gap through the 50-day moving average at 66 pence, an end-of-day close above 66, and we could be heading towards £1 by the end of next month. If you want to be cautious, maybe you'd wait for the 200-day line to clear, but with the gap, we are that much more confident that the shares will go up and stay up. We've also got bullish divergence there with the higher RSI low versus the lower price low that we had at the turn of the month. So maybe that is a forecast of a push to the upside. Stock which has been requested, and not sure that I actually wanted to do it, but here it is, Omega Diagnostics. Here we've got, I suppose the good news here is we've got this uptrend line there from the beginning of April last year. Support there at 65 pence, but I suppose people who are long the stock now would not want to see a test of support at 65 pence, but 65 pence to 70 pence of support area for the shares. While we're above that, still looking for a long-awaited move to £1, but may still be some time to wait for that particular scenario. We're no such problems for the next contender that we have here, Pilatro. Here you can see that shares have pushed, or rather gapped through resistance, the old resistance there, at around the 43 pence level. So we had a gap through that resistance. While we're above 43, looking for up towards 80 pence over the next couple of months, maybe by the end of June. And that certainly would appear to be on the cards, given the very strong gap that we've had to the upside today. Just a few stocks to go now. One is an alumni of the Sunday Roast. Fantastic selection made by the lads a few weeks back. I think the shares were around 0.25 or that sort of area. Wasn't sure that I was entirely convinced. Maybe they're around 0.3 actually, but wasn't entirely convinced even at 0.3 or 0.35. But we've had a massive move to the upside. Very, very impressive indeed. End of day close today above the last high at 0.54 should speedily take the shares up towards what was a very ambitious looking target at 0.7 pence. I know that some people say that the lines are drawn all over the place, but this one to 0.7 has been there for a long time, and it looks as though the shares will get there. In terms of the stop loss, probably back below that old January peak at 0.47, the best place at the moment if we don't get a reasonable close above 0.54 later today on Rambler. A stock which I keep seeing rising every day, and it's almost become irritating now, is Time Out. I suppose there are obvious reasons why this stock should be back in fashion with regard to the pandemic. What I'd like to see now is an end-of-day close above 52 pence, which we may get, which was the old March peak. We bounced, I suppose, just below the 50 pence mark and the 20-day moving average at 45 pence over the last few sessions. But above 52 pence, we should be on target for 80 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from April. This stage early and end of day close back below the 20-day line, really delaying the upside scenario for Time Out. Another stock which doesn't get many appearances here is War Paint, but that's back as well, maybe for obvious post-pandemic reasons. Here we've had a beautiful gap to the upside through resistance, the old resistance there from earlier in the month, 118. End of day close above 118 should take the shares quite swiftly on to £1.60 at that late November resistance line projection, and that could be seen as soon as next month. Great vertical move there for War Paint, so on a rather dull day for the stock market, good to see at least a few situations bouncing well. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.